आप सुन रहे हैं SBS हिंदी। अपने रेडियो पर हर शाम सुनिए हमारा कार्यक्रम। आप हमारा कार्यक्रम हमारी वेबसाइट पर और SBS मोबाइल ऐप द्वारा सुन सकते हैं। sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।
लाट्रोब यूनिवर्सिटी के एक शोध से पता चलता है कि भोजन के लेबल पर शाकाहार यानी वेजिटेरियन और वीगन की तुलना में प्लांट बेस्ड लेबल को प्राथमिकता दी जा रही है। अमेरिका और जर्मन उपभोक्ताओं के बीच किए गए इस शोध में प्रतिभागियों के मूल्यांकन पर प्लांट बेस्ड, वेजिटेरियन और वीगन लेबल के प्रभाव की जाँच की गई। इस अध्ययन में ऐसे फूड्स शामिल थे जो पूरी तरह से पशु व्युत्पन्न यानी एनिमल डिराइव्ड हैं, जैसे कि पनीर या सॉसेज, और ऐसे फूड्स जिनमें या तो कोई एनिमल प्रोडक्ट्स है ही नहीं या कम मात्रा में है, जैसे कि पास्ता, चॉकलेट और कुकीज। SBS हिंदी ने बात करी इस रिसर्च के प्रमुख शोधकर्ता डॉक्टर मैथ्यू रूबी से और डायटिशियन मुबीना जामदार से। हमने ये जानने की कोशिश करी कि प्लांट बेस्ड लेबल्स की बढ़ती मांग के पीछे किस तरह के सामाजिक संकेतार्थ हैं और हमारे लिए क्या एक डाइट दूसरे से बेहतर है। सबसे पहले बता रहे हैं डॉक्टर मैथ्यू रूबी अमेरिकन और जर्मन प्रतिभागियों के बारे में, जिन्होंने प्लांट बेस्ड लेबल्स को स्वादिष्ट और शुद्ध बताया और उन्हें खरीदने में ज्यादा इच्छा जाहिर करी।
They were shown a series of different food products, so cookies, chocolate, pasta, sausages and cheese, so a mixture of foods that typically are very animal based, like the sausages and cheese, and ones that typically may have small amounts or no animal products, like the pasta or the dark chocolate. And what we had them do is they were consistently comparing an unlabeled food product with one that had one of the food labels on it. So an unlabeled packet of cookies versus a packet of cookies with a vegan label on it, or a vegetarian label on it, or a plant-based label on it. And what we found is that for the American participants, the plant-based label won hands down over the vegetarian and the vegan labels. So participants rated the foods labeled plant-based as healthier, tastier, more ethical, more pure, and more environmentally friendly than the other products. And they also said they were more likely to purchase them.
Right. And what do you think is the reason behind this preference for plant-based diets over vegetarian?
Yeah, so there's a couple of working theories that we have. One is that for a lot of people, the labels vegan and vegetarian carry identity connotations to them, so that a person is vegan or a person is vegetarian. And for a lot of people, particularly the label vegan, that can carry some baggage. You know, some people when they hear vegan, they might think, oh, concern for animals, concern for the planet. Other people might think, you know, people angrily protesting in supermarkets, or the sort of the more negative connotations that sometimes get attached to veganism. And so, yeah, we think probably it's more about the fact that the plant-based label doesn't have those social connotations. So for somebody to say, oh, I'm eating some plant-based food, it doesn't mean that they identify as vegetarian or vegan. It just means for that particular meal, for that particular food, that's what they're choosing. So it's perhaps a little bit less threatening people's identity if they've been eating meat all their lives to suddenly say, oh, I'm getting this vegan steak, I'm getting this vegan ice cream. But the plant-based label is probably just a little bit less threatening to their sense of self.
Right. So you think social connotations are a driving factor here?
I do, yes.
Is there anything else that has led to this preference, in your opinion?
Well, we didn't explicitly test this in our study, but we think that part of why plant-based is more appealing is that, you know, the word plant or plants generally seems to have pretty positive connotations. So the idea that something is plant-based for a lot of people is like saying something's natural, but it just sort of has this positive halo around it.
Matthew, there's also, now that we're talking about these diets, a lot of people don't know the difference between these three. So there's vegetarian, there's plant-based, and there's vegan. I think this is just the right platform to first talk about what's the difference between these diets.
So generally speaking, when people talk about a food being vegetarian, they mean it doesn't contain any animal flesh. So there's no meat, there's no fish, there's no poultry. For a lot of people, that means there's no gelatin involved. But there may be other animal products involved that don't involve directly killing the animal. So there may be some egg, there may be some dairy, there may be some honey. Although even there, I understand that the definition differs, that in some parts of India, food containing egg is not considered vegetarian, whereas in many other cultural contexts, egg is considered vegetarian. So there are some differences in how people define what a vegetarian food is. Whereas a vegan food, a little bit more straightforward, it just means that there are no animal products in it. So no meat, no milk, no dairy, no gelatin, no sort of animal byproducts like, you know, making dough conditioner out of bird feathers or animal hair. Just, no animals were involved in the production of that product. Plant-based is where it gets a little bit trickier, because I don't think in many places there are legally enforced definitions of what it means to say their food is plant-based. Most people, when they say plant-based, it's basically a synonym for vegan food, and that it's only made out of plant ingredients. But there has been some controversy in the community, because some companies say plant-based to mean that, and others say, these nuggets are plant-based, meaning they're mostly made from plants, but there's also some egg white in there that they just don't really make clear to participants, to consumers.
And do you think there's a price difference when you go to the supermarkets? You know, you see a lot of brands there which are selling plant-based, and then there are the vegetarian foods. So if there is a price difference, is that a factor in deciding or showing a preference for certain type of foods?
I still have yet to understand why the plant-based foods cost so much more than the animal-based ones, that for a lot of people it does put certain products out of reach for them. Price really matters to consumers. If something costs, twice as much or 50% more, of course they're going to be less likely to consider buying it.
How do you see the market evolving to accommodate the growing preference for these kind of plant-based diets?
I think the industry has cottoned on to the fact that plant-based is a popular label. When you go into the stores now, I haven't actually measured this, but I feel like there's a lot more products that say plant-based on them than say vegan on them, even though they are effectively vegan products. So, and just the array of products has really grown massively. I first went on a plant-based diet back in 2009 myself, and at the time there was no good plant-based cheese. They either tasted like plastic or cardboard or despair or a mix of the three, but they were terrible. Whereas now there's so many options available to people that I think there's just a lot more choice available to consumers in the plant-based sector.
If you have to look at a very wholesome picture, which one has a healthier outcome? Is it your plant-based diets or the vegetarian or vegan diets?
Yeah, that would be interesting. And the tricky thing is there isn't a simple answer there, because you can have a plant-based diet that's really very, very healthy, or you can have a plant-based diet that consists entirely of junk food that is not going to lead to good health outcomes. So the key is to have a well-balanced diet.
What are the environmental impacts of a plant-based diet versus, let's say, a non-vegetarian diet?
So there again, the answer is slightly complicated. So it depends specifically on the foods that you're talking about and where they're grown. So generally speaking, most meat products, particularly, red meat products, have a really high environmental footprint in terms of land usage, water usage, greenhouse gas emissions. Same thing is true for dairy products. Whereas the environmental impact for chicken tends to be much, much lower than the environmental impact for, say, lamb or beef. But again, it depends on exactly what you're contrasting it with. So almonds, for example, they require a lot of water to produce. So a lot of people like to criticize almond milk for requiring a lot of water to produce, whereas oats don't require a lot of milk. So an oat milk would require much, much fewer resources to produce than to produce the same amount of almond milk. So it really comes down to what specific foods you're comparing.
अब बात कर रहे हैं डाइटिशियन मुबीना जामदार से, जो बताती हैं इन तीन प्रकार की डाइट्स में पोषण संबंधी अंतर.
देखो, जहाँ तक हम भारतीय कॉन्टेक्स्ट में बात करते हैं, तो भारत में ज्यादातर लोग पशु उत्पाद सामग्री का इस्तेमाल करते हैं, जैसे अंडा हुआ, चिकन हुआ, और दूध, मलाई और उससे बनी हुई चीजें हुई. तो बहुत ही कम लोग हैं जो प्योर शाकाहारी होते हैं. पोषण और देखा जाए तो ज्यादातर लोग जो मांसाहारी हैं या अंडा, मछली और अलग पशुपात की जो सामग्री का इस्तेमाल करते हैं उनमें भी देखा गया कि वो लोग ज्यादातर उनका जो भोजन होता है वो आता है शाकाहारी भोजन होता है, दालों का इस्तेमाल ज्यादा होता है, रोटी सब्जी उसका इस्तेमाल ज्यादा होता है और मांस मछली और अंडा वो थोड़ी ही क्वांटिटी में ऐड करते हैं। तो मेरी राय में हमारी जो इंडियन डाइट है वो बहुत ही बैलेंस्ड है इन टर्म्स ऑफ न्यूट्रिएंट्स, जो उनका जो प्रोफाइल है वो बहुत ही अच्छा है
जी। और कोई गलत फहमियां हैं इन तीनों डाइट्स को लेकर?
हाँ, स्पेशली जब लोग वेजिटेरियन का सुनते हैं तो उनको लगता है कि उन्हें सब कुछ छोड़ देना पड़ेगा, लोग मांस मछली और अंडे वो सब उन्हें 100% छोड़ देना पड़ेगा, तो उसकी वजह से लोग उस तरफ जाते नहीं, उसके बारे में सोचते नहीं। मगर वास्तविकता ये है कि आपको सब कुछ छोड़ने की जरूरत नहीं है और ये एडवाइजेबल भी नहीं है, आपकी सेहत के लिए अच्छा होगा कि अगर आप कर सकते हैं, जैसे आपकी धार्मिक मान्यता अगर आपको एक्सेप्ट करती है, आपके ट्रेडिशन आपको ओके आपको परमिशन देते हैं, तो थोड़ा मांस मछली और अंडे को आपकी खाने में शामिल करना आपकी सेहत के लिए बहुत अच्छा है। ये तो बात हुई हमने इंडिया की, जैसे मैंने बात की हम ऑलरेडी बैलेंस्ड और बहुत अच्छा हमारा खाना है बैक होम, मगर ऑस्ट्रेलिया में जब आते हैं तो आप समस्या बहुत बढ़ जाती है, क्योंकि यहाँ पे आजकल प्रोटीन के नाम पर बहुत ही ज्यादा स्पेशली चिकन और एग का बहुत ही ज्यादा प्रयोग बढ़ गया है। लोगों को वो लगता है कि वेजिटेरियन डाइट मतलब कि इसमें प्रोटीन इनफ नहीं है, तो वो एक जानकारी की कमी है। कई वेजिटेरियन डाइट हैं, कई चीजें हैं खाने में, शाकाहारी जो दालें हैं, टोफू है, कई चीजें हैं जिससे हमें पूरी तरह से प्रोटीन मिल सकता है, पूरा न्यूट्रिएंट प्रोफाइल भी मिल सकता है। मगर अफसोस की बात यह है कि हमारी जानकारी की कमी होने की वजह से हमारा जो ट्रेडिशन है उसे छोड़कर हम ज्यादा चिकन, ज्यादा अंडे और ज्यादा दूध की तरफ हम बढ़ रहे हैं हमारी प्रोटीन रिक्वायरमेंट को पूरा करने के लिए।
जी चलिए, हमसे बात करने के लिए धन्यवाद मुबीना जी।
SBS रेडियो से डाउनलोड करने के लिए आपका धन्यवाद। हमारा पूरा कार्यक्रम आप कैसे सुने इसके लिए sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।